Welcome, ladies and gents, to episode 2 of the Savvy Plant Sisters podcast. I am Shay. You can follow me on Instagram at Savvy Brown Plant Chicks. And with me today is...
My name is T, and you can follow me on Instagram at Classy Plant Mama.
All right. So, we're going to be doing a little recap of last week.
Yes. So, last week was just an intro, and we were discussing... plants and how obsessed and addictive plants can be. Like you were asking me earlier today if I bought anything.
Did you buy any plants this week?
No. I don't think I did.
I don't think I bought any plants either.
I think I
bought some pots because I bought some pots that it was a dead plant in it, so they were on sale. So I really bought the plant for the pot, but I threw away the plant.
Okay.
So it was a very cute pot. Mm-hmm. So I saved it because I know this summer when we're going to be out at the markets,
absolutely,
I'm going to find a cute plant and I don't have to run to the store to try to find a pot.
So is that where we at now? Where we now will buy dead plants if it's in a cute pot?
Yes, that's where
okay.
we are.
Okay.
That's where we are.
I agree.
Like you said last week, it's accessories.
Yes, the accessories.
Okay. This is accessories.
The accessories.
It's like I was at Dollar Tree the other day and they had... pots, and then they had like the pruning shears, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh my gosh, they had these little like animals that you put on the side
of the pot. Yeah, I bought one.
You got insects.
I got the ladybug.
Yes, I'm like, oh my gosh, if it's not
so
buying
they
plants,
they have all kinds of stuff.
You see this rabbit hole that you fall into with these plants,
but it's it's fun.
It is because
you know. Just like you accessorize your purses with little chains and stuff.
Yeah.
Why not do it with pots?
Yeah, why not?
You know. So that's what we discussed last week. So as we mentioned, this week we're going to discuss whether or not you talk to your plants. I will start off by saying I absolutely talk to my plants.
Guys, we're not crazy. I'm sure those who are listening are crazy plant people as well. So you get it. But it does something talking to your plants. It's not like you're answering yourself or you're expecting them to
Maybe.
Answer. It's like, I think it's more of awareness because me talking to my plant, if I see my peace lily that I call Aretha, if I see her leaning over, I'm going to go, what are you doing, Aretha? Why are you leaning over? What is going on with you? I'm going to be talking to her. Okay.
Yep.
And it's forcing me to pay attention to her. Then I start looking at the leaves, making sure she doesn't have any pests, since they say they're prone to certain pests.
But you
pests.
Know, when you think about it, most people put names to things or items or whatever to personalize it. Like for instance, my car.
Yeah.
I name my car.
Yeah.
I name maybe I have this bag that I like.
Yeah.
I name it. So it's not uncommon to name things, because when you name them, they mean more.
Do you name your small plants? I find myself naming my big plants.
Yeah.
The ones that's like in my face, mm-hmm. hey, and then my diva plants, like my fiddle leaf fig.
Oh, yeah.
When I had one.
Yeah. That's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother topic, guys. That's a whole nother topic. But I you know what? I'm going to get another one. I'm going to try again. I tried 3 times and failed, but I'm going to try again. Okay, because I'm obsessed with that diva plant.
That could
plant.
Be a sign that it's not for you.
No, I'm going to get
no,
it.
It's not? Okay.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to try it again. But my divas and my big plants, they all have names because they're like pillars in my home.
Yeah, I name my big plants. My small plants, I don't name.
Because you have so many?
No, Miss Messy. That's not the case.
You have a lot of small plants.
I love small plants. I do. Small plants grow to be big plants.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
You know, so
that's true.
And then you can put small plants on different areas, on a little bookshelf or whatever. So
you can.
I like my small plants.
You can.
But let me ask this. So when you have your plants, do you give them a sex? Because I do. Like when I got my Dracaena marginata, when I got that plant, I looked at it and it was a boy. It was a boy, and
it's
so
like a
I
feeling.
Named,
you just feel like it's a yeah.
And I named it Palmer. But then when I had my fiddle leaf fit, I looked at her and I said, oh, this is a female. And I named it, I named her Lala. You know? So some plants, I don't know. I just get this. I look at it. I study it. And I meditate. Like, I don't just think of a name. I don't just...
It's like, what do you look like?
Yeah, what do you look like? You kind of look like, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so, some of my plant, like, I have a snake plant, and it's a male. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I have more females, of course, than males. But some plants, I just look at them like, no, this is a...
Yeah.
This is a male. So, I think... Yeah. The plant that you have, the way it looked, the structure of it.
If it looks masculine or feminine, yeah, that's kind of how... Like my... What was that plant I had? That Mass King? Mm-hmm. That plant name was Charlie. I don't know why I called that Charlie. It just looked so manly to me.
Yeah. The one I have, his name is Stanley. And I actually got that name from... what's that TV show? The Office. Stanley on Stanley on the Office. I don't know why this mask can't remind me of him.
I don't know.
So
where
I looked
Charlie
at him
from.
And I said, Stanley. His name is Stanley.
You know, my snake plants are boys though. I don't know why I feel like my snake plants and my ZZ, they're like boy plants. They're like boys to me. Those are my boys.
Yeah.
It's my snake plants and my ZZs.
It's weird, some may say, but you guys in the plant community, I'm sure you understand exactly
what
we're saying.
They understand.
Now, I could say, take it a step further, and which I don't do, but I'm curious if people do it. Like, are your plants, what culture are they? You know,
yeah,
do you
I have
Asian plants, black plants?
White
plants. You know, like...
Okay, yeah, no.
I don't do that, but I'm just curious, do some people do that? Or do you just, you know... Their race is your race. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a universal race.
It is.
It's just a...
But I'm just curious, you know, do people do that too? And not that it's wrong, you know, if
someone
does.
I'm sure somebody out in the plant world may do that.
They may do that.
Especially with their names. They may have different names that, you know, correlates to certain cultures or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Mine is just random.
Yeah.
It's just random.
So what are some of your plants' names? Now, I know we don't have enough time for you to name all your plants.
I don't have that many plants. I mean, I have...
So just give us a few of the names.
I have Aretha, which is my peace lily. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's just so like a diva and just so gorgeous. So that's... I had to name her off of our queen, Aretha. I had... when I... had my fiddle leaf fig, one of them name was Tutu because she looked it like such a princess. She was like such a princess. I loved her. And then I have Xavier. Mm-hmm. Xavier is my snake plant. And then right next to my snake plant, I have Zelda, which is my ZZ. So I'm like, they're like warriors.
Zelda ZZ. That kind of go together.
It's so strong. It's like, it represents like strength to me.
Yeah.
Because they're like resilient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I love it. I love them. So all my snake plants and my ZZs, they all have like names of strength, you know, strong, like warrior names.
Yeah.
My Monstera is, I have cute names for them. My Congo is mother. My mother. Because my real Congo is so huge. Her name is just mother.
My Congo is named mother too. Oh my, did I get that from you?
I think you stole that from me.
I probably did, because you had yours before I did.
I did, and you stole that name from me.
I did.
Well, she's so big. She's like the mother of all plants.
Yeah,
in the house.
Exactly. She's huge. She. If I put her in a certain area, she's touching everybody. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I a few of my plants. Let's see, I have. Okay, so my fiddle leaf, her name is Lala. Mm-hmm. And I got that from Lala Anthony Carmelo.
Oh yeah.
And she, you know, she's beautiful. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, so I said her name's gonna be Lala. Then I have, like I mentioned earlier, Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like a boy. and then because it reminds me of the palm tree mm-hmm. too. So sometimes I name my.
What about your snake? Your snake got name?
No, my snakes, I call them twin.
Okay. Okay.
And that's just the, I do have another snake, but the two snakes I have at the top of my steps.
That's the name of my bird of paradise. I have two, so I call them
you
twins.
You call them twins?
They're twins.
That's kind of cheating. You think that's cheating?
It is cheating.
It is cheating.
Right now, they're not my favorite right now. I love, don't get me wrong, I love my bird of paradise, but one of them is struggling. Mm. So I always like, one is the good twin because she's doing so good.
The evil twin.
And the evil twin. Okay. So they're like the twins. It's like the good twin and the evil twin. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
And I have my, what else do I have? My peace lily because it's huge. Huge. I wish you guys can see me. Huge. Her name is Shaka.
Do you have it on Instagram so they can look at it?
Actually, yes, I do. So okay. You got, I don't know if I have a, I think I may have just took a picture of it flowering.
Okay.
But I will post a picture of it. Her name is Shaka because Shaka, you know, Shaka had the big hair.
Oh, yeah, that's very fitting.
Yeah, so her name is Shaka.
And she's a diva, too.
She is a diva.
She's a diva. She's a queen.
And then for my Monsteria, her name is Miss Swiss.
Miss Swiss.
She's such a lady.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see. I said mother. And, so I do. I have a couple names for my plants. And I like it. I like it. And I like I said, I think it's fitting. To do so. There's nothing wrong with it.
It just makes them real to you. It just brings them like, it just makes it so real.
It does.
Having, you know, them having names is so, like so personal.
So what, let's dissect whether or not this is really a thing scientifically. So I did a little bit of research.
Okay.
Just a little bit of research, not much. But what I found is that there is no conclusive research that proves talking to your plants help them grow.
Mm-hmm.
However, many people believe talking to their plants stimulate growth.
I can see that.
Because of the carbon dioxide that's produced when people exhale as they speak.
Mm-hmm.
So the plants take in the carbon dioxide, which from what they say benefits the plant as mm-hmm. you speak to them.
I believe that because my Monstera, when I spend more time and I'm talking to them more, I'm like, what's going on? Hey, baby. Hey, you need water? When I'm doing that, I feel like they're doing so much better. But when I'm so busy, I have a crazy busy week and I don't talk to them at all, I go over and I look at them and they're like leaning over looking all crazy. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm always apologizing. I'm so sorry. I think that is so true.
Yeah. So
it's like they're mad at me.
Or you just didn't water them. But that's a whole nother. That's a whole nother.
They didn't get any attention.
But you would be surprised how the theory of talking to a plant, how far back it originated from.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually dates back to this. Get this. 1848.
Wow.
A German professor by the name of, and I'm probably going to butcher this, but Gustav Fetner. He suggested that plants might be capable of feeling human-like emotions.
Mm.
Which explains why some of my plants seem to be
happier than others.
And then some are like bipolar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's fine.
I have to admit, some of my plants, I don't talk to them at all. Like, you know how the ones I got in my bedroom? I call my intensive care unit. Okay. I don't talk to them at all. And they look like you. I forget to water them. It's like they're my rehab section.
But okay, so
they don't get the same attention as the ones in my office.
I'm glad that you're not in the medical field, because I would hate to be in an intensive care.
I know you don't want to go in there.
The nurse is treating me like I'm not important because they feel I'm about to die.
It's like my rehab section. It is. I think that is so true.
So this professor said. It might sound a bit crazy, but many people do believe that somehow plants respond positively to sound. Now, that I do believe.
You know what? I actually looked up that because remember I told you last week that on my Google Chrome, there's a station, you can say play plant music, mm-hmm. and it's like this classical music. Mm-hmm. So when I looked up an article, there's like this website, it's like gardeningknowinghow.com or something like that. Mm-hmm. There, they said in 1962, an Indian botanist conducted several experiments on music and plant growth. Mm-hmm. He found that certain plants grew an extra 20% in height when exposed to music.
Oh, wow.
With a considerably greater growth in biomass. Mm. He found similar results for agricultural crops such as peanuts and rice and tobacco. And when he played music through loudspeakers placed around the fields.
Mm.
Yeah. And then there was a Colorado greenhouse owner experimented with several types of plants and various genre of music. She determined that plants listening to rock music deteriorated quickly and died within a couple of weeks, while plants thrive when they're exposed to classical music.
Well, you know, classical music has a lot of mental benefits. Mm-hmm. It's like that
vibration.
But you know what? Now, see, the research I've done, and I guess that's why they say it's not conclusive.
Mm-hmm.
But there was research that they did silent greenhouses. Mm-hmm. I don't know who wants to go to a silent greenhouse. But anyway, they have them. You just in there and it's nothing planned. But the silent greenhouses that showed the least amount of plant growth,
mm-hmm.
versus the plants in the greenhouses where there was speech, either positive or negative speech, those plants grew more.
Mm.
And then there was a study that was done that showed that same study, actually, those mm-hmm. plants that grew more when heavy metal was mm-hmm. planted. So you just said that the study that you saw, they didn't grow that much. But the class. So I guess it's a little conflicting.
It is. It's
research, but I think at the bottom, what it boils down to,
they both respond.
The sound plays a part in that.
I play classical music for my babies. I like to play the classical music, mm-hmm. and water them at the same time.
Yeah.
It not only does it help my plants, but it helps me too, because it keeps me in a calm, peaceful kind of state of mind, like after a crazy day.
Mm-hmm.
I may come home and I'll play the classical plant music and I just may attend to my plants. I'll look at the leaves, mm-hmm. and see, oh, how are your leaves shape? Okay, you like you need water? Mm-hmm. You know, I'll just clean the leaves a little bit, spray them, mist them or whatever. Mm-hmm. It not only helps my plants, but it helps my mental as well.
And they say the sound helps, the vibration is what helps the plants grow. So we all know that they have the TikTok videos, the Instagram videos, mm-hmm. where they shaking the stem of the ficus.
Yes. And then they say the fiddly fig too.
Yeah, and which is a ficus. So it helps.
Ficus lorata versus ficus. What's the other one? The burgundy. What is that
that's
one?
That's the
elastica. Ficus elastica.
That's the burgundy one?
That's the burgundy. Well, both. You got the burgundy one and you got the other one. I got the burgundy. One is not doing well.
Yeah.
Queenie?
My burgundy is not doing well either.
I don't know what's wrong with her. She has not had a baby since I had her.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so shaking the stems or the branches.
I need to do that.
It stimulates growth. Now, the reason why they say that is because it mimics what the plant would do in its natural
habitat.
The wind. Yeah, with the wind. And you know how it'd be moving to and fro. So it strengthens the roots.
I'm going to do that with my fiddle leaf.
So I've been doing that.
Is that why your fiddle leaf looks so amazing?
No, she looks amazing because she has an amazing mom.
She looks amazing. I'm jealous.
I do want to do my own study and actually, you know, like measure how tall it is, be consistent with the shaking, you know, like do my own study to see if it actually grow anymore. I don't know.
Yours look really good though. I'm jealous.
You should be. And you should be jealous of my Monstera.
You know what? That's okay, because
I should be jealous of your Congo.
You should be jealous of my Congo, okay? Because she's actually having another baby right now.
Oh, no one asks.
She's having a baby right now, okay? You should be jealous.
So look, there was also research from the National Institute of Agriculture by Biotechnology in South Korea. And they found that plant growth is stimulated by music, which we just said. And the growth appeared to be linked to two genes related to how plants respond to sunlight. Isn't that interesting?
You know what? That is so true. Mm-hmm. Because I noticed, I don't know why, my ZZ is crazy. Because I used to have her in like away from the light. I moved her closer to the window. And her shape, it's like she's just turning around towards the light. Mm. It's like the light is like grabbing her in a mm-hmm. sense. Mm-hmm. That is, and my two, my philodendron. She is twisting and turning to go towards the light.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Plants do move by themselves.
They move.
They really do.
She changed shape all the time. It's like I rotate her because they say you should rotate your plant. And every time I rotate her, she would twill herself around to go towards the light.
Like, it's, I wanna go.
Yes. She twirls her little body around and goes towards the light.
That is too funny.
It's something else.
Then there is also a study at the Royal Horticulture Society that discovered that plants grew more with a, get this, female voice than a male voice. Mm. Go figure, right?
We need some plant dads to check this. We need them to experiment.
Yeah,
plant dads out there, let us know how your growth is.
And they said the possible reason why that could be is the different range of pitch or tone that affects the sound wave that hit the plant. So female's tones, you know, are where a male tone is just pretty much, you know, the same.
Mm.
So they're saying that can explain why the female
respond
voice
better too.
Yeah, responded better. So
that's interesting.
And then I thought it was interesting too how speaking to your plants, and it wasn't a lot of information, but when it comes to being speaking negative to your plants and speaking positive. So like if you sit and say, I can't stand your stupid self, I'm gonna replace
gosh.
You.
Oh my gosh, I said that to my papas. I think I was saying that today. Because I'm so mad at her with the brown leaves. I'm sorry, Pothos. I am so sorry.
And so I say the same thing with my Congo because she's giving me all kind of flux. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you enjoy this last few months because you out of here.
Yes, because you are already looking for her replacement. No wonder she not getting better. She know you about to get rid of her.
So it is.
You are terrible. That's true.
They said speaking where, you know, the plants that thrive be like, oh, look at you growing. Look at you. You know, so.
What was wrong with my mascara? Because I'm not even mean to her. I'm just disappointed in her because.
She feels that.
She was like poster monstera. She like I could have. I mean, she was like the ideal, the monstera you want to have. And these last few months, she's been struggling. Mm. And maybe I am treating her because I am a little disappointed in her because I never thought that she would look the way she looks. I mean, she's still okay, but she's looking real sad. Maybe I'm giving off a negative energy towards her. Maybe,
but I understand it because your monstera was thriving.
She was a poster of what your monstera should look like.
But I think you really have to try to get to the root of the problem.
I think
get
it's
that,
the light.
Get that root of the problem.
You know what? Okay. Okay, with you.
Root of the problem, get it? Okay.
I need to come up with some countermeasures. Yeah, I do.
So, you know, it's funny how with all this research, at the end of the day, there's a lot of benefits that come with talking to your plants. personally, I think they benefit.
I think so, too.
When I name my plants, they become more personal to me. And when something is more personal, you're more likely to have feelings for it.
To take care of it. It's going to force you to go look at, you know, mother. I'm always like, mother, what's going on with you? It's mm-hmm. forcing me, especially when you have, like, pest issues that can develop. Mm-hmm. It's forcing you to look and say, hey, I can't forget to water you because mother, you're so real. You're like one of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's forcing me to say, let me go look at mother and see if she needs water. Mm-hmm. Let me go look at mother and make sure she doesn't have any weird little bugs or anything on her. So it's creating this awareness for your plant. You don't forget about it.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. You nurture it more. like you say, it motivates you to want to take care of it. You know, you putting your hands all in the dirt and it's in his little good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, checking for stuff.
Yeah.
But you do that because you, it's personal. You know, no different than your car.
You want to make sure she's okay.
Yeah. And the end result is that
They thrive.
The more attention you give your plants, the more they grow.
It's such a good feeling.
And when you clean your plants, you're checking for pests.
Yeah.
If it has some type of fungus, you're aware of it. It's not just getting water and putting it in and then walking away.
Yeah, you got to look them leaves up and down, turn them over, mm-hmm. look at it almost with a microscope. You get your light, flashlight. I don't quite do that, but... T gets her flashlight and she checks her leaves with the flashlight.
Because I'm blind, I can't see. So using my flashlight on my phone, I can see it better. Whatever works.
Well, whatever keeps the pest.
So what I would say
or away.
For the people out there, new experience, whatever, if you notice that your plants are not thriving, maybe you should try talking to them.
Playing music.
Yeah, and playing some music. As long as you don't hear them talk back to you.
Yeah, or then you got a problem.
That's,
I think
another
you need to get rid of that plant.
That's a whole other podcast right there.
Yes.
But it all, I think everyone should talk to their plants.
It's a mental thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not crazy people. It's just that mental connection that you have with your plants. Mm-hmm. Because most people have plants. We have plants for a reason. Like we said, our last episode is that plants are a distraction. It's a calming. It's mm-hmm. it's peaceful, mm-hmm. It brings a feng shui, in a sense, to you,
yeah,
you know?
It does.
So it just creates this emotion that you have in mm-hmm. you, and it's just so calming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just looking at them, sometimes I'll sit and I'll do my little stretches, and I'm in front of my plants. I have my little area, mm-hmm. and it's so calming to me.
You know what's calming for me is waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
And seeing the sun hit the plants.
Oh my God.
I have a jungle in my room.
Yes,
literally a jungle.
It's gorgeous.
And so when I see that sun hit all my plants, when I say it's like in the background, it's as if the music is playing a lovely day.
Yes.
Lovely day. It just made me want to just get up.
Yeah.
And and I say good morning to them. I'm like,
Do you ever be at work and you notice it's sunny outside and you be like, oh gosh, my plants
yes.
love it this?
Look, when I'm at work, and I hope no one hurt me, but they probably did. When I'm at work in the sun, because I have a south facing window in my office.
Oh, you got all those plants in your office.
They didn't have to know that.
Okay, she got plants in the office.
I do. But when the sun is beaming in, I do this. Come through, son.
Come through,
and
son.
And I wonder if they hear me or not. I'm not sure, but I'm like,
they think
come
you're crazy.
Through, son.
You're the crazy plant lady.
I'm the crazy plant lady, right? Yes. And I found myself sneaking plants in the office at work. Like,
oh, my God.
Because I just snuck in a string of bananas.
Oh, my God. You no more plants.
They give me the same vibe that... my home.
And it does.
You're a better employee. You're a better person.
And work can be stressful. So it the energy changes in the room.
It does.
It does change. I have my snake plants at my office. Mm-hmm. I have different types. I have the Moonshine and I have a ZZ too. But anyway, I have a few plants in the office and I really feel, because at my job it can be high, intense, stressful.
So
it definitely changes the energy in the office. Mm-hmm. I personally feel. It's like when I stop and look at my plants, it's like it makes me smile.
Yeah.
It makes me smile to say, let me take a second and get my plants some water. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It changes the emotion. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about plants is that it's so calming. Mm-hmm. And just stopping for a second and just looking at your plant, taking care of it. Mm-hmm. And, let me pull this little dead piece off. Or, let me do this. It just creates
Stick
this
your
energy.
Finger in there like, oh,
yes.
I'll give you another day or two.
Yes.
But it is. It's really deep, guys. And for you all who are into plants and love them just as much as we do, you understand exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But next week, what are we going to talk about, Savvy?
Next week, we're going to talk about the things we wish we knew when becoming new plant parents, okay? And that's just going down the basics of learning what type of plants to fit your home. Because just, for instance, the bird of paradise, I never thought that I could have one of those. Mm-hmm. You know, just learning what plants. There's a lot of plants that I wish I could have, but I know I don't have the lighting requirements for it. So I can't get that type of plant. But knowing that prior to getting a plant and knowing the time you have to put into your plants, you know, the watering, you gotta make time, they all be on watering schedules.
Some plants we shouldn't have out there, people. Some plants, your house is not meant for. It's beautiful as they are.
You don't have enough light.
Just like gardening on the outside, you know, outside your home.
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you have full sun or do you have all shade?
Right.
You know, you gotta know.
The plants with the fuel, F-U-L-L, sun, those plants are beautiful and colorful.
Yeah.
So the same with the plants that you have in your home. So it's a lot that we're going to discuss.
South, north, west facing.
Yeah,
you gotta
all
know.
That makes it, oh gosh.
But I wish we knew those things. Those are just some things that we wish we paid more attention to. So next week episode, we're going to talk about the things that we wish we knew when becoming new plants.
And the thing parents. is we're still learning.
We're still learning. That's like watering.
Yeah.
Don't give me no plant that I got to water every day almost. Okay? I got time for that. I don't have time for that. I didn't kill several plants because I don't got time to be watering them all day.
That's another thing. Your schedule, are you busy? Are you in and out all the time? Do you travel a lot? What are you going to do when you're traveling?
You got to know what you can handle.
And so we're still learning this. We're like I said last week, we're far from a botanist or any type of professional, but we're learning this too. And so we're going to discuss what we learned in our, because really we have a short time of doing plants. We haven't been doing this forever, but we're still learning as we go.
Yeah, it's so much to learn. It's so much to learn.
And it's fun.
It is fun. Well, next week, guys, that's what we're going to talk about, things we wish we knew when becoming new plant parents. And we'll share what we find. We'll share what we've been going through. It's always something new that we are learning every day with our plants. But thank you for tuning in. I am Shay. I am Savvy Brown Plant Chick. And T, you can follow her.
Instagram, Classy Plant Mama.
Alrighty, we will see you guys on episode 3 next week, next Monday. All of our episodes load every Monday. So we will see you next Monday.
And stay safe, everyone.
Stay safe, stay healthy, and wear your mask.